Now, I mentioned earlier, there's a 2.5 to 6 million ounces gold mine south of us. When they mine open pit grade, they're mining about 1 gram.
Mm-hmm.
So our grade asset now is twice of what they've been mining open pit. And of course, we need to do more drilling to expand the resource. I believe in this area, just by the resource deposits being found in this area, that this property could be multi-million ounces deposit sitting on it. And all the while, we only drilled less than 5% of the property.
Ivory Chong, Dynasty Gold Corp. Good afternoon to you. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing fantastic. So you have a very compelling story here, and I don't think enough people know about it. Just for all of our listeners, Dynasty Gold did not pay for this interview, and I am not an investor as of the dropping of this interview, but that might change and could change at any time in the future. Let's start with the projects. Tell me what jurisdictions you're at. Where are the projects located? And then what do you have in the projects?
Well, we have a brownfield gold project in Northwest Ontario. The project is in the Archean Greenstone Belt. It is 150 kilometers south of the Red Lake Gold Camp. It's in an area I think is not quite well known yet. It's in an emerging gold camp. However, there's several active companies exploring in that area, including Kenorland. It's right north, adjacent to our Thundercloud property to the north. And there is a couple of 5 to 6 million ounces gold deposit to the south.
Got it. Let's talk about what you have right there a little bit more. I'm actually somewhat familiar with where you're at. I've talked to companies in that area. I know Kenorland's right there. Your specific property, can you talk to me about what you've drilled and the assays of what's come back? Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, well, this project we acquired from Teck Resources in 2021. And in 2022, we launched our first drill program. In the very first drill program, we drilled 8.4 gram over 73.5 meters. And it is a shallow hole from 88 meters from the surface. So it's a very shallow hole. And with the success of 2022, in 2023, we actually expanded the mineralization, this high-grade mineralization, by 300 meters on both sides, east-west. This is an east-west trending mineralization in the area, in that area. And so we continue to intercept high-grade 3.2 gram over 70 meters, including 11 gram over 12 meters.
Wow.
And as well as lower grade, but even longer intercept, 1 gram over 160 meters. 33 meters from surface. So again, all of the holes, this is numerous. It is numerous high-grade long intercept. So I just give you a couple examples given the time we have here.
Yeah.
And so all of those holes we drilled, everything that we drilled so far to up to 2024, they're all within 250 meters of surface. They're all shallow holes. So in 2024, yeah, in 2024, we continue to intercept good grade. This good grade and long intercept just wouldn't stop on this property. Now, we just put out a press release last week. We reported a hole that was 94.5 meters, 1.6 gram, 45 meters from surface, including 3 gram of 42 meters. Is 45 meters from surface. Again, it's a shallow, long intercept, and it is decent open pit grade. So because of the good, impressive results of the last 3 years, so we put them in a resource model. We want to see if the grade connects, sometimes you can have a good grade, whatever long intercepts, but they never connect. You never make it into a resource. So we would put all the data into this resource model, including the historical data drilled by TAG. Altogether, this property had 17,000 meters drilling. The grade connects. It forms a continuity of grades and intercepts. Imagine, I mean, you know, we got numerous holes about 100 meters in length, and the grades 3 grams plus. Mm-hmm. So it forms a perfect open pit mine. Now, 8 grams per ton, this resource model gives us, at 8 grams per ton, it gives us 232,000 ounces. 8 grams. Now, this is open pit. And at open pit, when you mine open pit, you do not need 8 grams. 8 grams is even considered high grade for underground mining. Mm-hmm. So we use 2 grams per ton. At 2.14 grams per ton, it gives us 439,000 ounces.
439 ounces.
Yeah, this is internally generated model, but we kind of applied all the criteria a 43101 would do. In fact, we do have a 43101 resource. It's historic resource from the historical drilling. And so this resource sits within 200 meters of surface at this high grade. Now, I mentioned earlier, there's a 2.5 to 6 million ounces gold mine south of us. When they mine open pit grade, they're mining about 1 gram. Mm-hmm. So our grade asset now is twice of what they've been mining open pit. And of course, we need to do more drilling to expand the resource. I believe in this area, just by the resource deposits being found in this area, that this property could be multi-million ounces deposit sitting on it. And all the while, we only drilled less than 5% of the property.
Okay, you answered a couple of my questions that I was going to ask you, but I'm going to ask them again. So there's 95% left to explore and drill, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're looking to, with what you have now is 432 ounces. That's what you're suspecting that you have, correct?
439,000.
439,000. So just do the math, I guess, and I'll just tell that you don't have to comment on that. Just do the math on the back of a napkin to all of our readers, and you can guesstimate, if you would, what we're talking here. And that would be, and this is me talking, Ivy, you can even cover your ears if you like. this would be, you're getting to a 5 million ounce, multi-million ounce, which would make Dynasty very attractive to a major. So I understand what you're talking about right now with very high grade. Now let's talk about, this is not the only property that you have. Can you talk a little bit about your property that's also in a great jurisdiction in the state of Nevada?
Yeah, this Nevada property is on the Midas Gold Camp. Midas Gold Camp. Midas Gold Camp hosts a number of past producers and the current mining operation. I think this Hollister mine is and the Fire Creek mine. There's a couple of other mines along that trend. We're sitting right there. Our property, 100% owned, is within 15 to 20 kilometers, all the mining operations, with all the good infrastructure, just like the Thundercloud property, with roads, with power. And in Thundercloud, we even have water, power, water, roads. That's all required for mining. In this Midas region, there's plenty of operating mines. The Newmont is mining, the Hecler running all those mines I just mentioned. And they are mining them. And this property is right now is not our core. It's not our priority. The priority is in Thundercloud. So, but this property is surrounded by another property called Clover. So the trend is running through Clover, cutting across our property called Golden Repeat, and we emerge up to Clover again. So it makes sense to consolidate this package into one property that I think either we're going to buy our neighbor's property out or they're going to buy us out. That's that's what you only make sense.
Yeah. So my words here again to all of our listeners and viewers is that this specific property in Nevada is more likely going to be bought out by one of the neighbors. That's what makes sense, which would add further revenue or cash to Diocese Gold's treasury to do to develop the property in Ontario. That's just pure speculation on my part. But again, listening to Ivy, that's what I would gather from that. Ivy, let's talk about the team here. How are you going to move this forward, this project forward?
Well, I think as a small junior little company, I think we had one of the best management team and technical team. And Roman Shalanka, he is a person with such a reputation in the industry. He had a multiple 10 plus million ounces of gold mine discovery under his belt. And he was inducted to the Mining Hall of Fame. And the other director, Larry Quincy, he's a well-known Mr. Nevada. He discovered the 40 million ounces gold mine for Barrick in the late 80s, early 90s. And we have Max Baker. He was the chief geologist for Newcrest. So, you know, this list just goes on. And I think our team is, in my view, second to none. They will guide us to how to progress to the next step. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about our last week's press release. In the last press release we put out last week, we intercepted new mineralization in a new area, a kilometer south of the resource area. This new hole intercepted several meters, 2 to 3 gram, 6 meter from surface. And
that's
2 to 3 grams, several meters. Now, this area has not been drilled at all. There's very little exploration. And this hole opens up the entire area for exploration, as well as for the resource expansion. That's why at the beginning I said this could be a multi-million ounces deposit, just like our neighbors. You know, now this mineralized area in this property runs east-west, 2 kilometers. Now, north-south, 3 kilometers now by discovering this new deposit in the new area. In the new area, there's a high peak chargeability signature. This chargeability signature is several times bigger than the resource area. So if we could connect both zones, both areas, now I think the potential, you can see there's a huge potential and there's huge room to grow that resource.
Yeah, excellent. Steve, did you have some questions here about the share structure and how they're operating there?
I do, but can I ask a different question first? Ivy, could you tell me exactly where the new hole is? Is it near the Thundercloud project?
Yeah, it's in the south. It's called Contact Zone.
Okay.
There's a map in the slide.
Yeah. And you have power and water there as well?
Yes, yes. The entire area is a road access, highway access, and power line is the government, Hydro One is building a power line cutting across the logging road to the property. And there's a plenty of water that nobody mentioned that actually in mining, in exploration, you will require water. Water is the one of the key elements required for mining.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to interrupt you.
And there's a rail too. There's a rail. We have access to Canadian, it's a CN rail running parallel to the highway. So, you know, we are close to a mining town, 47 meters from the mining town. The mining town has an assay lab, has a workforce, and sells mining supplies. So in a location you can't beat for mining.
Yeah, a lot of potential. Ivy, I was really impressed with your, you got some of the best known names in the industry on your team, but, you know, love for you to talk a little bit about your share structure. I mean, you guys have a really tight share structure. I was really impressed by that. Could you tell us who owns your company, how many is owned by insiders, long terms, and any other names we should know about?
Well, Dynasty has 61 million shares outstanding, 50%, 50%, owned by insiders, long-term shareholders, management, and Rob McEwen. Rob owns 9.7% of the company, and he is the largest shareholder of the company. And I am the top five largest shareholder of the company. So we put money where our mouth is. Every time we do private placement, I participate. And the management has bought over 1.3 million shares in the last 6 months from the market, on the market.
At the market, not private to private placement, correct?
No, we participate in private placement as well as we bought shares on the market. Like I said, we put money where our mouth is, So we are very committed to develop this company, to unlock the value of this company, and to give shareholders what they deserve, what the company deserves. A lot. We're small, very little company. We're only a $8 million market cap.
Okay.
That is.
Ivy, can you share about your shares outstanding, fully diluted, warrants, and options? Can you just give us the numbers?
61 million shares issued, 17 million shares warrant. The warrant is at 27 cents. And the stock options is 4.5 million stock options. So altogether is 81 million, totally diluted.
All right. You guys are trading on various platforms. Can you share with us where to find you if we wanted to invest and how to reach you?
Oh, we are traded on the TSX, DYG. And we are also traded on the Pink Sheets. And I don't have the trading symbol. It's a number trading symbol. And we are also listed on Frankfurt.
I'll put all of this in the show notes. I'll put the link to your site, as well as the corporate presentation, as well as the tickers to the TSX, Frankfurt, and the OTC markets. I'll put all
OTC
of that.
OTC is DGDCF, right?
That's OTC, correct. Yeah, Pink Sheets, yeah.
All right, Ivy, it's been an absolute pleasure. Is there anything else that you'd like to give investors or people that are looking at you? Any last piece of news here or what they should expect here in the next couple of months going into the summer?
Well, we are planning to be on the ground as soon as weather permits, sometime in April or early May, to start exploration work on that new area we found, the new hole. Intercepted new mineralization a kilometer away from the resource area. So we're going to be on the ground. Now, this area hasn't seen any exploration, just no drilling whatsoever. So we're going to be on the ground to do some mapping, to do some surface work, geochem work, and geofix, maybe do some a round of geofixes too. And followed by drilling, we're going to drill shallow holes because the hole we intercepted, we only drilled to about 80 meters hole. It's only 80 meters hole. We intercepted 22 meters and high grade, as some low grade, some 0.8 gram, 22 meters too. So this is a very promising area. We're going to focus our attention on this area. But also in the resource area, the Paonam zone, we continue to drill shallow holes along strike. There's a 2 kilometers surface area has not been drilled. And we only drilled one quarter of the mineralized zone, that's 2 kilometers. We only drilled 400. So there's a 75-80% hasn't been drilled. So we're going to continue to drill shallow holes there to expand the resource. Now, there's no deeper holes has been tested. So at some point, we need to go deeper in this area. If this is orogenic gold system, like everyone is saying, this orogenic gold system in this area, then the deeper you go, I suppose the higher grade it is, the bigger ore body it is, just like the Red Lake Gold Camp.
Excellent. All right. Ivy Chong, Dynasty Gold, it's an absolute pleasure getting to know you and talking to you. And myself and my fund will be doing some due diligence and we'll be in touch. And for everybody that is looking and interested in either finding out more about Dynasty Gold, or purchasing you either on the OTC, the Frankfurt, or the TSX, all of the tickers will be in the show notes. Absolute pleasure. meeting you, Ivy, and I look forward to following the story.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thank you, Steve.
Nice to meet you, Ivy.